Hello and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances and I'll be your hostess. Hello and welcome to episode 67, The Christmas Rush. I am working on some quilts, ladies. That's all I've got to say. I've actually finished Caitlin's pinwheel quilt. I am waiting for the arrival of the label that my mother was so kind to make. I haven't washed the quilt. I'm assuming I should put the label on first, but if you have any notions about that, leave me a comment. I won't probably get the label till Saturday, and some of you may have listened to this by then, and let me know if you think I should wash the quilt first and then attach the label, or attach the label and wash the quilt. I'd appreciate your feedback. I always appreciate your feedback. Got a couple quilt diaries, mostly. Well, the first one is mostly just talking. You know, I just listened to it. I haven't actually listened to the second one. But the first one, I just tell you about my Saturday and why it took me all day to finally get to the sewing machine. And as I was listening to this, I'm like, well, my mom will enjoy this because I talk about what Jack was doing and what Will was doing and da-da-da. I'm like, I don't know if anyone else will, but sometimes it's just nice to have another voice in the room. You know what I mean? So let me be that voice in your room, even if it's not a voice talking exclusively about quilting. A lot of quilting stuff. Today I went to Thimble Pleasures and I got the backing fabric and the border fabric and the binding fabric for Razzle Dazzle. And what you will find up on my website, the WordPress website, theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com, is a picture of Razzle Dazzle with its set on point with the setting blocks and the first border, which is a thin reddish coral border, which is fantastic. Not my idea at all. The ladies at Thimble Pleasures. I keep going in. I'm like, all right, here's this quilt top. Help me. And within 5 minutes, we've got all the fabric. Now, one thing, I think I've mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again. Love Thimble Pleasures. Love doing what I can do to keep them in business. But they're always saying, well, I think probably for this you'll need, you know, half a yard. And I don't. I really, you know, I come home and cut the fabric. I'm like, I think I needed a quarter yard on that. But, you know, they got to do what they got to do. But, and I suppose they've had enough experience with people coming in and, you know, not having gotten enough fabric that they probably err to the side of over cutting, over subscribing. But it probably doesn't hurt, you know, at the end of the day, adding up the cash register either. Don't want to be that cynical, but it happens every single time. Anyway, so what I'm doing in Razzle Dazzle is two borders, a small inner border and then a wider, I think it'll probably be 4 inches after it's sewn on, outer border, and that's going to be a blue very similar to another blue. I'm trying to think. Oh, to the blue in the setting blocks. And this is all batiks. I'm just like Miss Batik these days. All I do is batiks. Love batiks. So I was trying, like, was that a blue I used in Caitlin's quilt? And it's like, no, the blue of the setting blocks. Very, very similar blue to that with a little bit of coral in it for the wider outer borders, and then a navy blue for the binding. And then the back, where is the back? The back is very cool. It's kind of a coral with blue in it. So, but I went to Joanne's today, and I was getting stuff for my niece, Gabby, for Christmas, and I was looking for a stencil, which I found. They don't really have stencils at Thimble Pleasures. What they do for their hand quilters is they order stencils. I guess they have a big book of patterns you can look for, and then they're hand cut. Fancy. But it's for us lowly machine quilters, we're out of luck. So I went to Joanne's and found a very simple vine that's just going to be fine. My plan was to buy two things of batting, and I picked them up. At some point, I put them down, and I went through the checkout line and bought my stuff and got in my car and drove home, and it wasn't until about 3:30 this afternoon. I thought, I didn't buy that batting, did I? Now, the fact is, I'm not even close to quilting yet. I think I will be. I think after I finish recording this, I'm going to put on the outer borders and cut the binding fabric just to have that done. And then so I have to sew the backing. I have to sew two pieces together, and I will do that and get that cut to the right size. I actually, when I realized that I had forgotten the batting and had some thought that maybe I would get to the point where I was ready to baste the quilt, I keep all these batting scraps. I mean, some really long, wide scraps. And I started sewing them together, and I thought, you know, I have to get batting anyway. I'm probably not going to get to the quilting point tonight. I think I will try to see if I can come up with a twin size batting from scraps that's not lumpy, you know, from sewing it together, that the seams don't make it lumpy. But right now, this is a waste of my time. This time of year, I just feel like with everything, not just with quilting, but whatever you're doing, time management. It's all about time management, and I tend to be really bad. I'm not undisciplined. I'm not bad at time management in that I'm very good. I have a very weekday, I have a routine, get up, get the boys to school, walk the dog, eat my breakfast, sit down and write. So in that way I'm not. But when I have a lot of little stuff to do, sometimes I'll get on one thing or, like for instance, on Sunday, I was going to be a big quilty day, reading day. I had plans. And then, I think the kind of thing just happens this time of year. A friend of Will's called up and invited him over to play football. So I ran him over to, I didn't run him over. I put him in the car and drove him over to his friend Frank's house. And Frank's mother, Holly, is lovely. And we've always chatted a little bit, but never really talked. And so she said, well, sit down. And, you know, it's Sunday afternoon and you can't say no because I'm a busy person and I have so much to do. Of course, when someone offers hospitality, you sit down. And we had a very nice chat, but we chatted for like an hour. You know, I was like, okay, so there's an hour, you know, that I hadn't planned on chatting. It was a lovely chat. I'm glad I had the time to spend with Holly and to get to know her a little better. And she's a really nice, interesting person. But that's what kind of seems to me happens all the time. It's kind of all these things just kind of, you know, you have these plans and they're interrupted and things happen. And some of those things are very nice. And some of those things you're like, oh, I can't believe that happened. But that's how it goes this time of year. So I'm the sort of person who should not, in the middle of a big project, decide, I know what I'll do. I'll take all these batting scraps and I'll sew them together and make one big batting. No, I should not do that. I should just, tomorrow I will have ample time to pop over to Joanne's, which is very close to Will's school, and pick up the battings, which, by the way, are on sale. These are twin-sized battings for $11.99. I really should buy 10. You know, I should. It's crazy not to, but I won't. Because it's Christmas, so, you know, bleeding money already. But let's see. So what else do I have to do? I need to say thank you to everyone who's come by and commented. I appreciate it. I appreciate your comments about the most recent version of the Bento Box. So let me say thank you to Noni. Thanks to Katie from Katie's Quilting Corner and Nancy, Tammy in Denver, Mary Sarah, Jane, also known as Mom. Heard from Kate from Quilting Daydreams, and she asked if I could post a picture of my stencil of the heart bow because I'm having a hard time picturing. I love that there are no two hearts alike. I do too. That just makes me happy. And Kate, I did put a picture up over on theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com, so go take a look. It's a pretty straightforward stencil, and it was very easy to use and a very easy pattern to sew. Heard from Sue S. and Sherry D., who says, much better. And she said, read the bullseye comment, which was her comment about the last, one of the last versions of the Bento Box, that there was a red block that was just like a bullseye. She said, you did say to not spare your feelings and to be truthful. And that is true. I really want honest feedback and I appreciate it. And I like direct talk. Let's see, heard from Kelly the Fifth, and who says that she learned to love stencils last year. I do. I love stencils. If you haven't tried this, try them. And if you haven't tried machine quilting, try it. Unless you just know you hate it, then don't do it because it's not worth it if you hate it because it should be fun. But if you think you might like it, but you're scared to do it, don't be scared. Just try it. Heard from Sandy H. from quilting for the rest of us. And Kelly, this is Kelly. Oh, Kelly from Pioneer Quilter Kelly, because it's Kelly with an E, K-E-L-L-E-Y. And also heard from Daphne, who said, I really like the organized chaos of the different fabrics, but still in uniform blocks, if that makes any sense. And it does. And thank you, Daphne, for your comment. I would love to hear from everybody, anybody, all of you, at least one of you. I really appreciate all your comments. And as they say, like the big time bloggers, I read every one of your comments. Of course I do. Anyway, it's theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. I also have a blog that I don't do anything on, my Podbean blog, which is offkilterquilt.podbean.blog. And you can email me. I have changed my email address. I think I mentioned that. It's fdowell@nc.rr.com. And you can do that. And it'll probably take me 3 or 4 weeks, months, years, I'm not sure, to write back the way things are going right now. I just, a lot of times it depends when the email comes in. Sometimes I'm just in this mood. I'm like, bam, 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 write back. And other times I'm just like, oh, I can't wait to write back. And then it's a month and I haven't. It's how it goes. I know you know how it goes. So I'm not alone. I'm not alone, but I am sort of adding up the minutes here, and I need to go and listen to the second quilt diary, which I can't remember. I just recorded it yesterday. I have no idea what I said. I think I just talked about quilts, and I think I made some predictions. I know, I made a prediction that turned out not to be true. Not a prediction, but I said that I was going to go to Thimble Pleasures today. Today is Thursday. Did I tell you that it's Thursday, December 8th? It is. That's what it is. Anyway, I said that I would be going to Thimble Pleasures, and I was going to get fabric for Razzle Dazzle and the bento box. Did not do the bento box. Too much. I can't. That's too much. I don't know why I think I'm going to do something like that, to buy fabric for two quilts, backing fabric and binding and border fabric, all those B fabrics. Like, I'm really going to do that, and thread and stencils. I don't think so. I would implode or explode. Speaking of explosions, do you watch Mythbusters? My boys love Mythbusters. We went to see the Mythbusters guys, Jamie and the other one. I know Jamie because I don't know Jamie, but I think Jamie's really cute. They were at UNC last year. We went to see them. They were very funny. Anyway, so they were in Alameda County, if that's how you say that, in California, and they shot off a cannonball, missed the target, went flying into a neighborhood, through a house, like through a cinder block wall, up the stairs, through a bedroom where a mom and dad and child were sleeping, and they didn't wake up until the plaster started falling on them, and then finally landed in a minivan. Yeah, so they were really, really lucky, because it was like school had let out, and there were a lot of kids around, and that might have been the end of the Mythbusters if they actually, like, I don't even want to go there, but you know, so they were really lucky, and it was a really funny story, because nobody died. Man, how did I get there? How did I get to Mythbusters? I don't know. We better get on to the quilt diaries. I think that's for the best. Okay, here we go. Quilt diary, day one, Saturday, December 3rd. Just coming on to say, I really hate it when I spill my bowl of pins. More later. Edit to clarify, spill them all over the floor. It's one thing if you just spilled them on your sewing table. It's kind of a drag, but you just brush them into a pile and brush the pile back into the bowl. But no, I pulled the quilt off the table, the quilt that I'm binding, the pinwheel quilt that I'm binding. Thank you very much. Oh, it's really nice. It's really nice. Anyway, and sorry, I've got the radio up loud behind me because I'm in my sewing area. And the radio is in the kitchen, so it's up a little loud. But anyway, binding the quilt, was pulling the quilt off the dining room table, also known as my quilting table, over to the sewing machine and spilled all the pins. And, you know, I kind of get hassled, harassed, harangued. Harangued is the word. Hassled and harassed are too strong. They're too much. Harangued, because there are often pins on the floor and open safety pins and scissors, knives, snips. No, that's just pins. And we are kind of a sock-footed family for the most part, except for the man. You wear slippers. So I do get a lot of haranguing. So I've got my broom. I'm sweeping them up. I'm getting them up. But it's just, you know, you're just like, no, I don't have enough time to deal with spilled pens. I just don't. It's been one of those days. I was hoping. So it's Saturday. It's still Saturday. I was hoping this was going to be like the afternoon of quilting. And since I've been home since 3:30, it has been the afternoon of quilting. But what did we have today? Oh, Lordy. Jack took the SAT. He has qualified for the TIP program at Duke, the Talent Identification Program, because some end of the year test, I guess he took last year in sixth grade, his math scores were high. I think, which is interesting because I think of him, he's a good math student, but he's a very good language arts student. But it was his math scores that got him identified for the Talent Identification Program. And what they do, once they identify you, it's for seventh graders, then you take the SAT. And then if you score high enough, then you can go to summer camp at Duke for lots and lots of money. But anyway, so he took the SAT this morning. The man got up at 6:30 and made him pancakes so that he could be well-fed and go take the SATs, which he's... In case you're wondering if my son lacks confidence, apparently he told the man they were easy. Which could be just huge to now. They were easy because I skipped 50% of the test, but we'll see. But when I asked him, he just told me, I said, how was it? And he said, fine. And I said, was it hard? Was it easy? He said, fine. I said, could I have a verb? Fine. That was it. That's all I got. So anyway, so that's where Jack was this morning. And then Will had a basketball game at 11, his first basketball game. This is the first year he's played Little League basketball. And he is on the 9-10 team. He actually turned 9 2 weeks too late. He should have been on the 8-9 or the 7-8 teams, on one of those teams. But there wasn't room. We signed him up late. His friends were doing it, and he decided he wanted to do it. So I contacted the Little League folks, and I said, you know, we've just gotten spots in the 9-10 league. I said, well, he's 9. They said, 9 by October 15th. I'm like, no, 9 by October 31st. And I'm like, oh, that's fine. So he's the smallest kid. He's the youngest kid. But he's got a lot of heart. He's like Charlie Hustle out there. It's very sweet. He only made one attempt at a basket and it missed, but he had a lot of good passes. He did a good job. It was very cute. He when the first times he handled the ball, he double dribbled. You know, and kids were traveling and double dribbling all over at the beginning. You know, they're just all jittery. It's the first game. And he smiled, but you could see he got back into position and he was blushing. It was really sweet. Anyway, he played a good game. They won. Yay. So, but we had that. And then got back. And then the man went to pick up Jack from his SATs. And I ran out to Subway to get Jack a sandwich. And I came back and ate a deviled egg. And then Will and I went to Target and went to GameStop because Jack had a birthday party this afternoon, which is ongoing. They started out at... I know this has nothing to do with quilting. I'm just talking. Sorry. I had to drive him to Hillsboro, which is a little bit of a hike. The party began at the paintball war central city. This is just... I don't. You may paintball, or your people may be paintballers. I was aware of the phenomenon of paintballing, but basically it's like this video game come to life where people shoot each other with paintballs, with paint. So that was where the birthday party was starting out. This is his best friend Kristoff. So I haven't heard that anything. We had to sign a waiver in case he was killed, and Jack was like, and the man was like, and I was like, you know what? If Jack is killed as a result of playing paintball, we're suing these guys anyway, okay? I've never heard of anyone being killed at this particular paintball facility, but if he is killed, we're suing. I don't care what we've signed. So I drove him out there at we left about 2:20 and I got back about 3:20 and then I started quilting. And now it's, what time is it? Let me put on my glasses. It's 5:45, and I'm working on the border, and my goal, and I'm almost done with the front part, sewing it onto the front, and then I will hand sew the rest tonight, and maybe the man and I will watch a movie. And the quilt, I'm sorry. Looks really nice. It just does. I know. I sound conceited. I hate bragging on myself. So I'll put up a picture, and then you can brag on me. I'm pleased. I mean, I know it. You know, I mean, what I know is that if I put it in a quilt show, it would not win prizes. And if I put it up for just to have it judged to get the comments, there would be many, many comments about my sort of lack of skill as a machine quilter. You know, although I am very pleased with it because it's the first time I've tried doing a pattern like this and I like how it looks. So, you know, I mean, believe me, it's not a showpiece, but I like the colors and I think it's pretty and I think that it will please Caitlin. So there was a thing on, what is it? I want to say Money Market. What is Marketplace? You know, that NPR radio show, which it's funny, I have no interest in money, but I love Marketplace because I think that the people, the announcers, the host, Tess Bigelow and the other guy who does it during the week are really, really good. I very much enjoy them. They're like my favorite NPR people. But anyway, so they were talking about gifts and, you know, there's, and they were talking with someone who has a blog about, you know, sort of DIY kind of living. And she was saying, you know, you don't, but the thing about homemade gifts is you don't want to be wasteful. You don't want to give homemade gifts to people who aren't going to appreciate them, who aren't going to want them, really. And I thought, you know, who does not want a quilt? That's a person I don't want to know. And I know that Caitlin will like this, and I've just had a great time making it. And so it's win-win all around. So I'm just happy with it, and I'm happy to almost be done. Not that I'm happy to, you know, not that I particularly want to be done with it, but there's something very satisfying about finishing a big project. So anyway, so now I'm still sitting here with a big pile of pens that I have swept into a pile on the floor. So there's also dust and thread and scraps of fabric and scraps of batting. See, you know, one silly move. How long will it take me to get this all sorted out? I don't know, but it irritates me that I did it. And I just wanted to share that with you, along with sort of my family's schedule today, Saturday. We are not, by the way, we're just not people who have busy Saturdays, like my friend Sarah, who has three children, and they all play soccer and basketball, and it's horrible. I mean, a lot of people live like that, and they're happy to do that. That's a good, you know, we are an introvert family, and just having two events today is like, oh my goodness, I can't. Well, no, we had three. We had SATs. That was big. Okay, I've got to go. I'm being hailed. So I will be back with more news. Goodbye. Quilt Diary Day 2. It's Wednesday, December 7th. I meant to record yesterday, and then I just had too much to do. I've got a lot on my plate right now, as I imagine you do as well. Here's the update. Finished the binding, sewing on the binding on Caitlin's pinwheel quilt. My mom is making a label. She would have done this sooner, except I forgot to send her the thread numbers, the Sulky thread numbers. I went to Joanne's last week and I found the threads that I liked and I wrote down the numbers and then I forgot completely all about it. So there you have it. So I know she will have that label to me soon. The only thing I don't know is whether to go ahead and wash the quilt and then put on the label or wait for the label. Of course, I'm terrified about washing the quilt. There are actually still a couple of spots on the quilt where the invisible marker has not invisibled itself. It's not an invisible marker, but you know, the marker that eventually becomes invisible gets invisible. In fact, I was just looking over at it. The quilt is folded up on a chair, and I was like, is that blood? Did I bleed on that? Like, did I prick my finger with a needle and bleed? And it's like, no, it's that ink. And I don't think I want to wash until that is gone all the way. It's making me a little nervous that it hasn't gone all the way. For the most part, it has all gone away. Fortunately, it's on what I'm seeing is on the white spot, and I could always do something to get that off. But let's keep our fingers crossed that will fade as it's supposed to do. It looks really nice, the quilt. I know I've already said that. I know I'm all braggy about this quilt, but it does look nice. Yesterday, I took a day off work. It's funny when you work at home, when you're a writer, and sometimes you just have to say, I'm taking the day off work. I don't have a long work day anyway, because I can only write for a few hours. But some days I just have to say, nope, not writing today. And yesterday was one of those days, and I got Razzle Dazzle put together. And it looks very nice. I took a picture that probably I will post with this. I will wait until the man takes a picture of the pinwheel quilt after it's been washed and is really ready to go sometime this weekend, I would assume. I will get the man to take a really nice picture of that, and we'll post that next week. I do have a picture of the Razzle Dazzle blocks laid out on the floor and with the setting blocks, so you can kind of get an idea of how it's going to look. And it looks, I like it. It's a little lopsided. It is a little bit more of a rhomboid. Is that what you call it? You know, it's not a rectangle. It's not a rectangle because the base, if you were looking at it, the base is a little wider than the top. And I'm going to go to Thimble Pleasures tomorrow and get the, I forgot about this. I have to put borders on this quilt. It has to have borders. It cries for borders. And I forgot all about that. So tomorrow I'm going to go to Thimble Pleasure, get fabric for the borders, the backing, and the binding. Now, normally I wait till the very last, after I've quilted even, to get the binding. But I really would like to have this finished by this weekend. Is that crazy? That may be crazy to have the idea that, I mean, I would like to have it quilted. I would like to be putting on binding while I'm watching TV. At night next week. And it's not a huge quilt. I couldn't tell you exactly how big it is. And in fact, that reminds me, I need to measure it. But I would say maybe like 55 by 58 inches. And that is probably pushing it. It's not a big quilt. So it won't take long. I have no idea. But I want to stencil again. I enjoy doing that. And looking at it, I'm not quite sure how I'm going to quilt it. That's, you know, one of the reasons I love Thimble Pleasures is people will give me advice. And that's, I was listening to Sandy's recent show over at Quilting for the Rest of Us about online stores, or whether you shop online or at brick and mortar stores. And like most people, I do both. But I have to say that it's really great to be able to go into Thimble Pleasures and say, you know, what border would look, fabric would look good on this quilt, or I'm going to quilt this, I'm going to get a stencil, it needs to be simple, what would you do? I have no idea. So, but I hope I can get some good advice and find a stencil that I really like and get to town. But again, once I've got all the stuff, I just don't feel like it will take a ton of time. And, you know, it's December 7th, I would like to have all my Christmas presents mailed by the 16th at the very latest. And I think I've just about got my nieces and nephew covered, so I may get some packages out early next week, but the 16th. So fingers crossed that we can do it. You know what? Worst comes to worse, I can always FedEx it overnight or whatever. No, I'm going to have it done in plenty of time. I am just about to sit down to start piecing the bento box. I would like to have at least a pretty representative sample of the quilt top. I don't think I'll probably have it all put together tonight, but I would like to have where I could take it in and pick a backing and borders. You know me, it's like at some point I don't think I will pick binding. It's just going to be too much. It'll be too much to try to get all that fabric. So, and this is the bento box again, it's for my mother-in-law, and you know, it may be like the 20th or the 23rd before we go to Charlotte to see her. So I really actually have a good chunk of time. But nonetheless, as long as I'm at Thimble Pleasures, it'll make me feel good to kind of be making some forward progress on getting the fabric that I need. But yeah, anyway, we'll get it all figured out. I am going to go to Thimble Pleasures in the morning. I also need to get some stuff for my nieces at the yarn store over there. So my niece Gabby, I got her a crochet book. I hope, Mom, did you tell Gabby about my podcast? I know that my mom and Gabby have looked at my pictures on my website. So Mom, I just don't know. Gabby, if you're listening to this, stop. Stop listening now. I don't think she is. Anyway, but I got her a book about how to crochet critters. Her mom said she might like that. And so there is a yarn shop near Thimble Pleasures, and I've got her the book, and now I'm going to get some yarn and a crochet needle and get that all put together. So that's good. I'm getting on down the road. I don't know. I can't tell you what I'm going to get my mom for Christmas because she does listen to this podcast. I think that may be it. Putting the setting blocks in, the razzle dazzle, it is on point, and that was interesting.
to do, and it's very cool looking. I don't think I did it perfectly. I know that you guys aren't expecting me to do it perfectly. I don't know what the tricks are to it, but that was kind of, but it is one of those things that you think is going to be complicated, and it's not complicated at all. So that was nice. That's something I've never done before. So hey, there you go. Yay, new skill. And it turned out not to be too bad. I was sitting over at the table pinning the bento box blocks together and thinking, wow, what's it going to be like when I get all these quilts done? I need to buy some new fabric to make sure I've got something to work on. I do, but I've also got knitting projects. I'm trying to get a pair of socks knit for my younger brother in Chicago. And I calculated last night that essentially it'll take 6 hours a sock. So I know I can get one sock done between now and my self-imposed mailing deadline. So, you know, I can always just send him one sock at a time. I've done that for him before. I knit him a sweater and I just for Christmas 1 year, and it wasn't all together. And so I sent him a sleeve. It's a long story. It was actually, I knit him a sweater, but the sleeves were really funky. And so I turned it into a vest, but in that process it was getting late. And so I just took one of the abandoned sleeves and wrapped it and mailed it to him and said more to come. So he's kind of used to getting interestingly timed Christmas presents from me. But that is my hope. So I've got some knitting plans, and I need to finish up my Julia Roberts sweater. I'm really close. I'm almost done with the first sleeve. I'm very close to being done with the first sleeve. And then just one more sleeve, and voila. My dream is that the week after Christmas, we don't do very much the week after Christmas. And in fact, I'm thinking about signing up to our church is going to be doing dinner at the it's called Urban Ministries. So then they have a soup kitchen. And my church is cooking dinner one night at the soup kitchen, like on the December 28th. I'm like, and I've done that before, and it's really fun. It's a really fun thing to do. You make dinner. Cooking with other people, I think, is a very fun thing to do. So you cook dinner, and then you serve it, and most of the people who are eating there are really nice, and you know, there are a few people kind of hostile and you don't make eye contact with them, but most of the people are very nice and appreciative, and so it's a great experience. But I'm also like, well, that's the 28th. That's only like the third day after Christmas. I don't even know if I'll be out of my jammies by then, but I probably should get out of my jammies and go serve dinner at the soup kitchen. I'm thinking about it. I do, again, it is something that I really like to do. But that week after Christmas is just such a nice week because there's nothing to do, really. And so I will do a lot of knitting, and my guess is I'll get out and maybe start a new quilt, too. And in fact, I need to see if there's any fabric I want, like any jelly rolls or something for Christmas, because the man's been asking for my Christmas list, and it's time to get him that and maybe put a jelly roll on there. And I do think I'm going to put the Lintot Gals, their second book, which is out, their second Jelly Roll book, or their newest one. I don't know if it's their second one, and it's not their sampler one, but I think I may put that on the wish list as well. All right, I'm going to end up here because I want to go get some sewing. We've got Jack's band concert tonight, which should be very, very nice, and a really good opportunity to knit my brother's sock. So, but nonetheless, that means I got to get going, and I've got stew, rabbit and beef stew, for dinner, and made with Guinness stout. I'm not a beer drinker, but I do like a little Guinness stout. So that's going, but anyway, I've got things to do, as do you. We've got stuff to do. It's so stressful. This time of year is so stressful. It's fun, but stressful. All right. Oh, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and end this up, I think. Why don't I do that? We're at about 20 minutes, and that way tomorrow when I'm feeling all stressed up because I got so much to do, blah, 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 then all I will need to do is do my introduction. So I will put up a picture of the laid out blocks for Razzle Dazzle so you can get a sense of what that's going to look like. If you have any quilting ideas, as soon as you hear this, I mean, let me know by Friday. I may have already bought a stencil, but if you do, let me have them. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. And And I think that's it. Apparently, there are marauders about to pound down our door because the dog is just gone nuts. I don't know why. I need to go find out. Have a great week. Don't get stressed out. Let's all relax. Drink some tea. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.